I had a sales agent in Los Angeles, and basically they suggested that we change the title for worldwide release. And it was something that I fought. It was something that I fought with them and fought with them about. And I just like the movie was written, you know, based off the title. Elbow Grease is kind of a general title that I think sums up the movie. And An Innocent Kiss was kind of made it sound more like it was supposed to be a romantic comedy more than just a straight up comedy. I mean, there is a little bit of romance in it. But, I mean, I know we're in a, you know, in a pandemic and all that, but, you know, my dream was to, I made this movie for the big screen. You know, that's what I worked toward, and that was the goal, and I think that that's the way it should be seen, and it's in the best light possible. And so, you know, that's the main reason. I had everything rocking and rolling, ready to go, you know, right before the pandemic hit, and then that kind of slowed things down. But, you know, I think this is a movie that's gives hope to people. It's not the last movie that Burt Reynolds shot, but when it hits theaters Friday, it's going to be the last Burt Reynolds movie in the theater for sure. Go see the movie in the theater. Support local theater. That's, you know, that's the real, another reason is theater businesses are hurting. And I'm not saying save Hollywood. I'm saying go to your local theater and Seneca. Support your local theater. Buy popcorn. Go to the cinema. Enjoy it. Just enjoy yourself. I mean, that's the main thing. When I started this process, I mean, I've always been a writer, and I've got several scripts. I can't really talk about all of them that I have and the work that I've written for other people and things like that. But I do have other movies, and all of my movies are pretty much going to be in the same genre as Elbow Grease. I mean, they're not going to always be straight-up comedies or things like that, but they're going to have a good southern feel. I mean, because that's what you don't see in Hollywood, which is, you know, I'm a Carolina boy. I'm a, you know, born and raised in the Anderson, and I grew up working in Greenville, you know, so I'm from this area, and these are my people. And so I want us represented on the big screen.